This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, going up till 6 o'clock tonight. Rangers pregame's going to be on. First pitch, 6:40. As Patrick Corbin makes his debut, we'll have more on the Rangers a little bit later on. You just missed Jonah Heim back there at 3:20. If you want to go back and listen with Twitch or YouTube or the Odyssey app, instant rewind functionality is available for you right now. Here's the chief with some sports, Brian.
Okay, I teased a multi. Go ahead, Broadus. What do you got?
No, I was just, I was kind of taken back a little bit by Jonah Heim's just disdain for blue cheese.
I love it. That's a guy who knows what's up. That's a guy who's familiar with the product. He's not just looking at it.
That's a guy with a couple of young kids. That's what that
probably.
Is. That's
his
what
blue
that
cheese
is.
With hot wings is delicious.
That's a guy with good taste buds.
No, he's from Buffalo. He should know better.
Well, I apologize.
It's overpowering mold taste to me. I can't believe you guys actually like that.
I don't
stuff.
Taste
especially
any
if
mold.
You have some really spicy buffalo flavored hot wings. There it kind of goes Lucius. Good together. There I'm a ranch guy, Lucius. But I can do it both.
It's a perfect pairing.
He's
but
right.
Only with the buffalo, right, Lucius?
Only with the buffalo.
You're not blue cheese and lemon pepper.
Absolutely not.
He told you spicy wings, bro. Take his word for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Are you trying to lead the witness over there?
Just wanted to clarify.
No, but you're not going to be doing honey barbecue with blue cheese.
Fellas, I did, amongst other things in the tease, mention a...
might be fire, though.
All right, you know what? Screw it. Let's try it.
Let's barbecue with the blue joints?
Maybe. Wait a minute. That might be good.
I've always dipped that in ranch, but maybe I dabble a little bit.
Hey, should we do wings on Friday for Friday lunch?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And bring in the honey barbecue we're talking about with the blue cheese?
Maybe a little Plucker's Gold Rush action?
Go for it, dude.
Just spitballing. It's a win-win.
All right, we'll go for
that
it.
Pluckers
we got
Gold
it.
Rush.
We got it covered.
We're going to bookmark the sports break gone awry. We got other stuff to address here. First, we have to address what's going on in Denver. Their head coach and general manager out with the Nuggets on the doorstep of the postseason. They're falling apart. And this was Michael Malone's. I don't think he knew it at the time, but this was his final words about his team to the media.
It was a brutally honest message. And the guys that are full of won't hear it. They'll say coach is tripping. And the guys that maybe do really care will... Because they don't want, they're not going to go back and watch their minutes. Because nobody watches their minutes. Nobody watches film. So we'll have to show them the film. And
there you go. Going to have to show them the film. They're not just going to go watch that film themselves. You have to put it in front of them.
Show it to them.
You have to force it. You have to lock them into a chair, and you have to lock their eyelids open. And that's the only way that film will be consumed.
And we were all worried about Tet McMillan.
You can make it to the NBA without watching film.
Yeah.
As long as you have the Joker on your team, you can at least look respectable.
Yeah.
So from that's the window into what was going on. I think right there, that's Malone disappointed with the players that Calvin Booth, the GM, the Mavs legend Calvin Booth, had been giving him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He wanted, a different type of player, a harder working.
Ownership got them both.
More conscious. I don't know.
They didn't side with one or the other. They said, okay, you're both gone.
Yeah. You guys are both unprofessional.
Yeah.
You were trying to get each other fired.
Yeah.
How about this? I don't want either one of you.
You both get out.
Oh, it's like when you tell on your sibling, you both get in trouble?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
You're both punished.
Ultimate backfire.
You're both drowned. Go to your room.
What was I doing?
Hey, congratulations to the Gators. They are your men's natty champions in the world of college basketball, despite the fact that I had the Houston Cougars winning it all in my bracket.
What an idiot.
That's a huge, huge letdown. Shout out to the Florida Gator student body, though, because they had the poles greased in Gainesville. Oh. Didn't stop them.
Wow, they got up.
They found a way. Found a way to get up there. I saw a video of a dude in a walking boot on a telephone pole. Okay, so even folks that were questionable coming in to the national championship, walking boot and all, I saw the crutches were laid out there at the bottom, and this dude was all the way up on a grease pole. Just very impressive what you can do at the height of championship
euphoria. Must not have been that good Diddy grease, you know?
That's right. It was wasn't some, the baby oil. I think they went with some Crisco or something.
Yeah. Instead of like a peanut oil or something like that,
which is a stay away for me. You tell me the pole's greased. That's not a pole I'm getting on.
I want nothing to do with that. You know, I probably have a lucky T-shirt on. I'm wearing for the game. You know, I don't want to soil this thing, but that's embarrassing. I mean, if you get contracted to grease the poles, and you got Gators fans climbing them at all hours of the night, you failed.
You got guys with crutches and ace bandages up on the poles, man. Get some new grease in Gainesville.
You know what's shocking about the Gator fans?
What's that?
They had interviews after, like, before the game of, like, what they would do to win this national championship.
Dude, you should have sent that over. That sounds like it's a pretty good content.
You'd have to bleep a lot of it.
I believe
that's
it.
Perfect.
And you know how good I am at putting bleeps in?
Moms were involved.
Oh, yeah.
Moms were involved. They sacrificed moms?
Moms were involved for this one.
Yeah, I believe it, dude.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Sounds promising.
Yeah.
Shout out to Walter Clayton Jr. of the Florida Gators. 134 points, 42 free throws made, 20 threes made, 20 assists, 3 blocks, 6 wins in the tournament. In the last 20 years, only 2 other D1 players have hit all those marks over any 6-game span.
He's really good.
That's Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the two players that did it. They did it in the regular season, though. He did it on the biggest of stages. That was absolutely fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, have you seen the viral sports clip of the day featuring Caitlin Clark from her Iowa days?
Yeah, that's
this
awesome.
Is one of the most epic things I've ever seen. She was on Letterman's talk show talking about the mythical practice where she went absolutely berserk, and it was actually... versus it was when she was at Iowa and they had like a practice squad of just volunteer student dudes that would show up to give the female team a look at practice. And so the dudes team is apparently up, according to Caitlin Clark, up by like 15 points. And then she just locks in and allegedly goes 22 points in 2 minutes. We've never seen the footage of this until now. Now there's some cut-ups of it. It's not the whole thing, but there's like a 60-second cut-up clip on Twitter right now that you can see of her from that practice just going scorched in a way that I am not familiar with. I mean, really at any level with any player. She's like going full court, pull up like 5 feet behind the three-point line right in someone's eye. She hits 5 threes in a row, 15 points. It's 22 points in 2 minutes. It's one of the coolest clips I've ever seen where she is just absolutely on fire. She could miss nothing, and it didn't matter how she was contorted or how far away from the basket she was or what dude was in her face right there when she pulled up. It was just buckets, dude. One of the coolest clips I've ever seen.
It's a lot to isolate there.
22 points in 2 minutes. A lot to isolate there. You get some, you harvest some gold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the last two or three that she's
Caitlin
hitting.
Clark will do that to you, man.
She will. She gets excited.
They're essentially 30-foot runners from beyond the logo.
It's like full speed, pull up, off dribble, bang.
Off made free throws.
It is pretty incredible.
Yeah. The defense is set, and they're like, oh, you're set. I'm just going to shoot from here while you know, I think maybe a handful of times I've been in a gym and I had this feeling for 5 minutes that I couldn't miss, you know. She probably feels that like 3 times a week.
Right.
But, you know, watching that, I wonder if, you know, she could get into a hyper-aggressive mode like that and create must-see TV in the WNBA, you know, because I want to see her try to recreate some of that and try to go for 40 or 50 in some of these games.
Go full Steph Curry.
To get some tune-ins.
I think that's going to happen. You're going to see that. I mean, we're 1 year into her professional career, and she was already just outstanding. She had moments where she was ridiculous. I think we'll get plenty of WNBA Caitlin Clark moments where you're just in absolute awe the same way we are of, like, Steph or something like that, Damian Lillard, when these guys just get absolutely scorching hot. Now, I also wanted to address, I'm sure you guys mentioned it yesterday, Alex Ovechkin, now the greatest scorer in NHL history. Mm. On Sunday, Ovechkin had the most single-day sales by an NHL player in the history of Fanatics. Wow. So congratulations to him. But what's most impressive, because when you talk about guys at the height of any sport being the best in the business, you know that doesn't happen by accident, right? Like, these guys are grinders in a way that we could never even fathom. the 1% of the 1%. Alex Ovechkin is one of these guys. LeBron James, who knows what he's spending on his body, but he's dedicated. Derrick Henry, we're watching him right now. He's running hills and doing ridiculous things. These guys, it's not by accident, but I believe we have our first ever outlier when it comes to the best in the world. Did you guys see the Ovechkin diet? How he preps his dad bod to go be historical in the world of NHL and be better than the great one?
I didn't, but
Cole Budweiser involved?
I did see he was like immediately just pounding beers.
Yeah, that's his MO. He's synonymous with beer drinking. His championship parade speech is one of the most legendary ones. That you can understand a word that he's saying, but you can just feel the energy and the excitement coming out of his toothless mouth. It's incredible. And so I saw his diet, and when you look at him, you don't imagine this is a guy that's like LeBron level dialed. I mean, it's not like he's just got this incredible DNA where he can just consume whatever he wants and he still looks like a picture perfect athlete. This dude just leans into the fact that I don't have to be ripped up and chiseled to be the best in the business. So we're talking about Diet Pepsi on the bench during games. That's how he hydrates.
Incredible. That'll keep the caffeine going. I like that.
Move over Bobby Boucher.
Yep.
Make a place for that delicious Diet Pepsi. Now, it's Diet Pepsi, not Diet Coke. Thought we might have a Dawson situation brewing, but not quite there.
To each their own.
On game days, going with a large plate of chicken parm. And I always thought that was a day before. I thought you were hydrating for the game tomorrow.
You were
fueling up your carb loading today for tomorrow's game. Because you get the itis after. I mean, who doesn't take a nap after a chicken parm?
Yeah, it's a big meal. I wouldn't want that.
I don't care if you have the cubicle on the couch at the dinner table.
Maybe he doesn't have the spaghetti on the side.
Yeah, he might not go with the pasta and the bread.
You didn't go with the bread and pasta. Yeah.
Now, this is where I get frustrated. He eats Subway sandwiches and flaming hot crunchy Cheetos on team flights.
I think he's a sponsor for Subway.
That's the only explanation for this.
Yeah.
With all the sandwich opportunities you have, you're Alex Ovechkin.
They're all
whatever you want on that plane, dude. And you're going with a fake tuna sandwich.
There's no way that hot chip flavor is good for athletic performance.
No.
You know, that's got to affect you on a molecular level.
Or the airplane plumbing situation either, but they've probably adapted over the years. Now, for dessert, we're going with a Russian vodka and some beer.
That's
Alex Ovechkin. That's how he became the greatest scorer in NHL history. And it's more impressive than anything. I'd rather read this and hear this about him than all these super dialed, just buttoned up, detail oriented competitors that sacrifice everything in the world just to be the best in the business. He's like, I don't even have to do that, dude.
Dude gets it.
I got a beer belly. I got Cheeto belly. Yep. I got Subway breath. I got Pepsi. I'm sweating Pepsi, as a matter of fact. It doesn't matter. That's a goal. I'm a champion. Now, as we prep our body for the Masters.
Hmm. The Masters.
By the way, we have a no-hitter alert going on in Cleveland today.
All right.
Ben Lively on the hill.
Oh, we're only the fifth?
He just got through the fifth.
All right.
No hits.
So I'm sure Broadus is familiar with this. Maybe all of you are. But I have the 15 things that a Masters champion gets.
Yes.
The jacket.
I know this.
Green jacket. Ding!
Trophy.
Nice work, Walchuk. You do get you get your name engraved on the Masters trophy.
Yep.
But then you do also get a replica of the trophy, which is like a roughly 40% size of the original.
Yeah, the big trophy stays in the clubhouse. You get a little trophy.
You get the mini trophy.
You get a Masters gold medal.
You get a medal.
3.5-inch medal features raised image of the clubhouse on the front.
You get a locket, too, for your wife.
You get a gold locket. That's right. Yeah. Yes, 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 you do.
Don't lose that locket.
Supposed to go to your wife. Beautiful gold locket. Opens three ways and has a silhouette of the clubhouse. Looks pretty nifty.
You get to become an honorary member?
Well, you get the invitation to the champion's dinner, as we know. Okay. You get the honorary membership to Augusta, so you're officially members of the club. You can return whenever you want. Bring guests. Do your thing.
Just forever?
Forever.
You can come back. You get to come back and play no matter what, too.
Yeah. Now, you get a locker in the champion's locker room. That's pretty sick.
You share lockers. That's interesting to me. Like, the champion's lockers, they all, like, Scottie Scheffler, I believe, shares a locker with, I think it's Ben Hogan.
How big are these lockers?
No, they only have so many of them.
They only have, it's our guy here. It's Byron Nelson.
Scotty
shares a locker with Byron Nelson, who's no longer with us. And there's another champ. There's three guys that are all in this locker.
Oh, Charles Cootie.
Charles Cootie is the other one, yeah.
Oh, the Cootie.
The Cootster.
Yeah.
Chuck Cootie, what a legend. Champions only range as well, so past winners have access to the members range during Masters Week, while all other participants use the flashy tournament practice facility.
$70 million practice facility.
It's not very long or fancy, they say, but it does offer privacy to past winners as you're prepping for the next the next tourney. Lifetime invitation to the Masters, of course. You get a buttload of points, which is great. You get
how many
now
is that?
$3.6 million. That was the prize for Scottie Scheffler last year.
Yeah.
10 years ago, Bubba Thompson. Bubba Thompson. Help me. Bubba got $1.6 million.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson. Thank you.
Yeah.
30 years ago, it was $360,000. And 60 years ago, when it was Arnold Palmer, it was $20,000.
Yeah.
So
and think about it. It was probably war bonds before that.
So it'll probably be close to $4 million this year. It's 3.6 last year. You get a 5-year major exemption, of course. You get the 5-year PGA Tour exemption as well. And then you get a special tee time each year. The past champion is allowed to bring a guest to play on the Sunday before the Masters. So Scotty enjoyed a round at Augusta with his mom, over the weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a,
sweet.
What a once in a lifetime opportunity there. So that's what you get when you're Masters champion.
I love it. Yeah, I saw earlier today they're still making fun of Bubba Watson's dinner from the 2013 Masters because it was like so bad. They said it was something that you could like get at a county fair or something like that.
Corn dogs. And
I was trying to look it up real quick. I forgot what was actually on that menu, but maybe we'll get it next.
Sure.
Top 10 at 420 coming up here with Woolchuck. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we were just talking about wings. We had a baseball player that had some bad wings, and he is joining the top 10 bizarre sports injuries list. What is the most bizarre injury you've ever had? And we'll hear Micah Parsons' visit to Alabama. That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 420. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, truckwreck.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here he is, your Wooly Bully, Zach with an H.
All right, we're going to get into these bizarre injuries because it just keeps getting weirder. We've got a now bad wings injury we got to get into here with Cody Bellinger. Quick Stars nuggets for you. They are in action tonight at home against Vancouver. Will be Casey DeSmith will be starting in goal tonight. DeBoer said there is a game time decision to the forward group, but did not say who. Defense will be the same. That's according to Leah Simakopoulos, who does an excellent work with the Dallas Morning News, friend of the show. Also, Pete DeBoer said Tyler Seguin really, really close. He's still not full contact yet, but we've seen him skating. Stars can clinch the 2 seed in the Central tonight with a victory. Now, last night, Winnipeg did win. They beat St. Louis. They ended the Blues' 12-game win streak. They got a 3-1 win. So Dallas now needs to win out. They need Winnipeg to lose 2 of its last 4 against Dallas, Chicago, Edmonton, and Anaheim. So it's unlikely that the Stars are going to be able to catch Winnipeg, but you never know. There's still just a little bit of a glimmer of hope.
Colorado,
cross our fingers. But yeah, it's most likely going to be Dallas and Colorado, first round.
Wow.
And we're just going to have to kick Colorado's ass, right?
Ugh.
Send them home packing.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the list here, this was part of Micah Parsons' podcast. I believe this is actually probably from back at the Super Bowl when he had Derrick Henry with him, but it was an awesome story. And Micah is with Derrick Henry, who obviously went to Alabama, and Micah went to Penn State, but he did take a visit to Bama, and well, this is how that experience went.
Why didn't you go to Bama? What was it?
I'm going to tell you right now, and this is the God honest truth. I went to Bama for 4 days. I went out there. I said, let me go see what it's like down south. I'm from up north. It was so hot. The workout conditions was so treacherous that I said, there's no way in hell I could survive up here.
I mean, that's real. I ain't gonna lie. I went, when I was in high school, I went for a workout. And I let that workout, and I was like, I don't know.
Yo, I saw the workout, and I said, I'm good. They was like, come to our morning workout. We want you to see how we work. They must have thought that was going to get me. You know what I mean? I showed up 6 a.m. They did like 31-10s. I said, oh, my God. And then they did extra if you left early. It was something like, they, you know what I mean? Like,
now, this, you telling the truth because I've done 31-10 before, so you ain't lying.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, you know, maybe that was just a hard day. You know how it is, like, especially a hard on Wednesday and Thursday. It's, you know, take it off. They said, come back at 6. We work out again. I said, okay. Came back at 6 in the morning. Y'all did like 10 40s in a row. Y'all had to come in within the same time frame.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, they really work over here. I appreciate it. You know, I definitely get better. Appreciate but then by the weekend, it was just like, I don't think I can make it. It was just too much. I just said, it ain't for me. Bam, it ain't for everybody.
Man, just the work that Saban was putting those guys through. That's how you become a dynasty.
Sounds like people that, you know, went to try out for the New England Patriots during the Belichick days. I think that's what you want to hear about your football team, that some people come in and say it's too hard, but the guys we have love it. And, you know, I think you can win in other ways, but that's what I'd rather the Cowboys be like. And I wish Micah Parsons had embraced that.
Man, I did like the delivery. I thought the way he told that story, though, is great.
It's a good story.
It was good. Now, here's Cody Bellinger as we get into our top 10 today. Have you just ever had like a really weird, embarrassing, bizarre sports injury? And here's the latest. Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger, right now he was ruled out for their game against the Tigers due to food poisoning. He said he had bad wings that has triggered his illness. Now, I have never had bad wings. I've gotten food poisoning once, and it was bad phagitis.
What?
Yeah. Oh, the beef or the chicken?
Tijuana.
I think it was chicken.
Yeah, that poultry will get you, man.
I think it was chicken.
What?
Yeah. It. And I'm not going to say the name of the place, but I'll never go back there again.
Bobby would.
I never got poisoned again. at the filet because of the chicken.
No.
Yeah, or it might have been a weird cheese situation, but yeah, that got me bad. The food poisoning stuff is tough. I actually really feel for Cody Bellinger right now. If this is true food poisoning, he's been on the ride of his life for the last 24 hours.
Some bad
wings. Porcelain ride.
It's insane. You know, the chills, the vomiting, the diarrhea, it really feels like it might be coming to an end right now, and then suddenly it's over, and you wake up in a pool of your own sweat, like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Had hallucinations.
Yeah. Terrible. It is awful. So we've just had a ridiculous amount of sports, weird, bizarre injuries here. We had the Nuggets forward, Aaron Gordon. Christmas didn't go as planned. He'd have 21 stitches after he was bitten by a dog on his right shooting hand and face on the holiday. That's awful. That's going to ruin your Christmas right there.
Yeah.
21 stitches?
That's why I don't get any dogs that could murder me. You know, that's my line. I want to know that at full size, I could drop a knee on you and send you to the backyard.
You just go with the little dogs?
Yeah, pugs are my favorite.
Pugs.
The least dangerous dog out there.
One of the funniest ever was Bill Gramatica. When he was playing for the Cardinals back in 2001, he hits a routine field goal, puts his team up 3-0 in the first quarter of a mid-December matchup against the Giants. Then he jumps up and down in celebration, lands awkwardly, tears his ACL.
The celebration injuries are up there with the most embarrassing.
What was our guy, our pitcher Diaz? In the World Baseball Classic, they won that game and they were jumping around home plate.
Yeah, that's right.
And he that's tore right. his knee.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Oh my gosh, did I? That 214 back in the nosebleed seats. Remember, I had that Popeye's spicy sandwich is when it first came out, and you were like raving about it. You need to try it, and I had left it out
on the dashboard of the car.
No, I was at home. Did that give me food poisoning? That might have 214. That might be really good recall on your part.
I just feel like it's just bad if you whiskey. Had it.
You just user you, error. I mean, never I shouldn't forget it. Yeah, I shouldn't have eaten it.
He probably just used it as an excuse to get a free day off.
I mean, don't remember it. Those times, dude, there were no days off. We were double duty.
I remember that.
Just day by day. Lemon cars and everything.
Going 11-1 after Ranger games. We were lemon carring it. Yeah, it was crazy.
I liked my lemon truck. You sold me. I missed my lemon truck.
Hey, that was a damn good lemon.
Yeah,
it was a theft-worthy
it was
lemon.
Beautiful. Just sour enough.
Lady was downstairs out there in the security area. I just walked by, just shook my head.
Chris Hansen.
Those YouTube videos weren't going to watch themselves, bro. Just give her a damn break.
That's true.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen, not the former Bachelor host.
No.
But the Jacksonville Jags kicker.
Yeah.
He brought an axe and an oak stump into the locker room.
Yeah.
This was Jack Del Rio, their head coach,
Jack
to remind
Del Rio,
the squad just keep chopping wood.
Yeah.
So the Jags punter, Chris Hansen, accidentally gashed himself while wielding the axe, and he missed the remainder of the season as a result.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's
embarrassing,
that's only
too.
Like a punter, too. That would happen.
Listen, childlike.
That's bad.
If you don't know your way around a full-sized axe or sledgehammer,
just stay away.
Leave it alone.
What kind of adult isn't an axe man? You know, at some point, you realize this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, all that ever stuff is fun.
I doubt Broadus has ever swung an axe.
You know, I was
doesn't even
axe
mow his own
throwing.
Lawn. Oh, you're an axe thrower.
I've thrown axes.
You ever been one of those axe throwing little places? I don't even know they were popping. For
a while. I did it on a retreat. Like it was part of the like, oh, come throw an axe, and you're worried about that thing bouncing off the thing and coming back at you. Can I say a real quick one?
He had a retreat?
Yeah, we had a treat. The Cowboys.
He had to walk across coal or something like that,
Cowboys,
too?
They took
us. Trust falls?
Yeah, well, no, they never.
Bonding.
Yeah.
What?
Those, I'm, like, way too heavy to be caught. You know, like, people like, okay, catch him. No, they could let me hit flat on the ground. But, no, the Cowboys, we used to do these bonding things. Yeah, we had to go
the
on these trips.
Coal?
Yeah. Yeah, did all that stuff.
Yeah, what?
It's crazy. Jeez. But anyway, how about this?
Why do you think they've done so much winning over the last 30 years?
Eddie Gossage, remember him at the Texas Motor Speedway? I saw him do this. I was over there for media day one time. J.R. Hildebrand is a driver, and they set up an obstacle course with the Navy SEAL guys. So they had these drivers running through this obstacle course. Hildebrand jumps over the sawhorse thing, comes down and just blows out his knee.
Ooh. Whoopsie.
He's there for a promotional event.
Oh.
Like, he's got to drive, like, in a couple weeks, like Texas Motor Speedway.
Better learn how to drive left-footed.
Guy blows out. He's laying on the ground. I'm standing next to Eddie Gossage, and he goes, oh, my God, what happened? He goes, I think he just tore his ACL. I've seen him.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he just tore it. And he's like, no, he didn't. I'm like, I think he did. And they did. They had to wheel him out of there. The guy couldn't drive the rest of the year.
That's awful.
Ouch.
Because he got hurt in a promotional deal. They had these drivers trying to, be a Navy SEAL.
The guy was at the Cleveland Cavaliers game last week. They had
the Hawks game.
Yeah, the Hawks game. He tears his ACL going for like a layup. I mean, God, that's embarrassing. That's awful. Sammy Sosa.
The other dude knew he had it in a bag, too. The other guy. He was like, oh, I got to go now. Yeah. He's on the ground.
This is my time.
Yeah, he did not stop that.
Take full advantage. This is pretty embarrassing, but sneezes are violent. Sammy Sosa sneezed so hard that he strained his back.
Broken rib. Oh, back injury. That's what it was.
Yeah, the back. Oh, my back. Clint Barnes of the Colorado Rockies, when the unthinkable happened, he was hitting .329 breakout season 2005, fell and broke his collarbone while carrying a package of deer meat that was given to him by his teammate Todd Helton. He would go on to miss 3 months and finish the season hitting .289. That's bad luck. Mikhail Yuzny, I might have butchered his name, Miami Masters tennis tournament back in 2008. He smashed his forehead with his racket 3 times, drawing blood. Then he ended up winning the match.
Did he really?
So maybe if it weren't for that, that'd be the way.
Got himself sorted out.
Brandon Inge in 2008, he was adjusting a pillow behind his 3-year-old son's head when the pillow somehow pulled an oblique muscle and he landed on the 15-day IL.
That's a fake report.
That's awful.
That's fake.
No one's buying that.
Oh, man. Kendrys Morales of the Angels hits a walk-off grand slam against the Mariners back in 2010 when he reaches home plate, jumps into the middle of the Angels teammates in celebration, breaks his lower leg when he landed, had to miss the remainder of the season. That's awful. Dustin Penner of the Kings. The pancakes that former Kings forward Dustin Penner's wife makes must be delicious, but he suffered back spasms while eating them back in 2012. Fortunately, he only ended up missing one game. How do you get back spasms eating pancakes? That's a ball sacking.
Yeah, a lot of these do. They're fudging the details.
I mean, I do believe some of the back stuff because that can be real tricky. I threw my back out once, taking Remy out of her car seat. You know, maybe 15 pounds of resistance. It's just a bad timing reach thing, I think, sometimes.
At a certain age, you can just say, huh? And that's it. That's your back. Dawson. What'd you say?
Oh, Dawson, one time I was pushing a basket at Tom Thumb.
Yep, that happened,
doubled
too.
Over, couldn't move.
Good Lord.
Oh, and the hit.
It's coming for you guys, too.
Had to wheel me out to the car.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Antonio Brown.
Reach over, put on a seatbelt. Next thing you know, you stuck like that in that position for a minute.
I was laying in a hotel parking lot after I tried to get that car seat out, like right in the front, dude. You know, where you load up the luggage.
Yeah.
I walked right out of those sliding doors and tried to lift her up, and I was done. I had to drive home like 4 hours later. This was in San Antonio. That's unbelievable.
Awful. That's awful. You did have AB with the frostbite deal after
the summer frostbite.
He used the
improper
foot protection at a French cryotherapy clinic back in 2019. That's pretty embarrassing. That looked disgusting, too.
Oh, yeah. Frostbite in the month of July. That'll happen to you.
Zach Plesac fractured his thumb because he aggressively ripped off his shirt.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That's Eric at a party.
Indians pitcher.
Who was the guy that tore his labrum throwing the garbage bags into the dumpster?
Well, I don't know.
I think that was brought us at a crawfish boil.
My right shoulder's on fire now.
That might have been Jeff Kent, but I also think Jeff Kent like fell off his truck. He was washing his truck, standing on the top or something.
NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson, apparently from the 540, broke his wrist surfing on top of a
golf cart. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, he did that.
That's stupid. Sergio Kindle cracked his head falling down the stairs. I mean, it ruined his career. That dude was amazing from the 469. A lot of good ones. The last one, though, David Njoku. The fire.
Oh, the fire.
That was a scary deal. Very scary deal. And then he showed up wearing the mask.
JPP.
With the fireworks. Yeah. Dude.
Dang.
A lot of crazy stuff.
He had a Simpsons hand when it was over with.
Man.
I still remember that story. I thought there's no way this is real. It was real.
Me and my remaining seven fingers are doing all right.
He's doing a Star Trek thing.
Live long and prosper.
Halloween, Dr. Spock.
Sounds of the Sports Day coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
I can't believe CY did this to my guy yesterday. That's next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA writer, coming up here in 30 minutes. He's going to join us at 5:20. Brian's been reading his book. And
it's really good.
He's going to help us preview Mavs Lakers, which is now tomorrow night at the AAC. Here's the Chief with some sounds.
Yeah, sounds of the Sports Day. We start with Charles Barkley, who addressed a large crowd in San Antonio for the Final Four. This was a cell phone recording, so I hope the audio is good enough. But he continues to double and triple down on the large females in San Antonio.
I want to seriously, San Antonio, y'all put on a major, major great show. And I want to say this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, y'all got some big bitches here.
That's how he walked it off. Y'all got some big bees here in front of, I mean, crowd of thousands and thousands. Got some booze, but mostly laughter there.
So is this Charles like an official TNT event or?
I don't know exactly. I'm thinking it was an official Final Four event. Like there was a big stage, big presentation. But it was just an audience member that recorded on their cell phone there. So Charles, man, he's not shy. Not shy.
No.
And he's not going to be
doubling, tripling down.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think TNT would tap him on the shoulder?
No.
I do. Hey man, could you not call them bees?
Maybe the bee thing was a little over the line. Maybe it was funny when you're like, you got big women because you've been eating all those churros.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
Can you call them heifers next time?
That's more appropriate.
Biggins, maybe?
Biggins. A little fluffy.
877-881-1053. What should Charles Barkley have said in reference to the big women in San Antonio instead of the B word? Now, here's John Gruden. He's got his quarterback class. It's back. His QB camp. He's got Will Howard in the mix here from Ohio State, but he references a time back at K-State where I guess Will Howard liked to do the shotgunning a beer celebration with his center.
Okay.
And John Gruden's just lying his balls off here.
What is this you're doing here? What are you laughing
that's
at?
That's my boy. That's my boy Gilly, man. It
what
was
are you
his
guys
idea.
Doing? Drinking beer here?
He's yeah. He's a
what?
Little,
what is
little
it you're
shotgun,
doing?
Little shotgun celebration. You know?
What's a shotgun?
Twist a hole in the beverage and shoot that thing through the bottom, and that was my center.
What is
shotgun.
This here?
This is a little QB power.
Oh, I mean, what
right
is
there.
This here?
Just giving.
Stand up, show me that. What it is? Seriously, I want young quarterbacks to do this.
So he liked the celebration. He wanted Will Howard to stand up in real time in the classroom and demonstrate the celebration, where he's acting like he's shotgunning a beer. But John Gruden acting like he has no idea what shotgunning a beer is. Yeah, give me a break. I bet Broadus was shotgunning beers with Gruden at Hooters in Tampa, Florida at some point over the last 30 years.
We weren't shotgunning, but it was like pitchers.
Was shotgunning a thing for you in your age?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you take your car keys.
Yeah.
Take your car keys and sometimes you'd make a terrible hole and then, you know, but you didn't care. But yeah, that shotgunning was something.
I thought shotgunning a beer was like since beer began.
Oh yeah, no, it was always something that we did before Cowboy games. Like you're standing out in the parking lot, you know, and you're having
when
the
you
tailgate.
Were a scout.
Well, this is before I was doing scouting stuff. But yeah, you always were shotgunning beers. That's always been a common thing. He's lying to you.
He's absolutely lying.
Yeah, he's lying to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you agree. Because John Gruden,
shotgunned a beer with him, but I've had pitchers of beer with him before.
A wild man like that, he has shotgunned thousands of beers
Thank
in
you.
His day.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to get him to demonstrate a little bit more, trying to play it up for the bit.
No, I was out yesterday. You guys had a hell of a program. Went back and listened to the CY interview, as one would. And I couldn't believe the disrespect that he showed our guy Broadus when Broadus was just trying to offer up one of his fingers to our guy Jack Leiter.
So rude.
Hasn't been that awkward.
He needs any extra fingers or anything like that. I'd be happy to give mine up so he can continue to pitch.
How hard is your finger throw a fastball?
I'll tell you what, I will do anything to get Jack Leiter the ability to go back out there and pitch. He's just done such a great job.
Well, we don't want your 68-mile-an-hour fastballs. We want his 100
miles.
No,
see why? It's a finger, right? It's a finger. It has skin on it, right?
He's telling you to keep your damn finger, Brian.
So, no, I appreciate the offer. I'll let Jack know.
I'm sure he'll be real happy about that.
I mean, all you're trying to do is just put it all out there, doing whatever it takes for the team.
I'm trying
to
help us win.
You're willing to be a nine-finger man to make sure Jack Leiter's on the bump throwing heat.
Ronnie
the fact
Lott
that he
it.
Would question your velocity yeah. is pretty
it's rude.
Is pretty ridiculous.
I think that shows you why he's such a great general manager, executive vice, or executive
true.
President.
He can just hear by the sound of your voice that you don't have gas.
I have no ability to help Jack Leiter with the finger.
I think your finger could get the job done, though. I mean, you were a long snapper. I was about to jump in there and start singing. Yeah.
Are all five fingers that important?
Oh, I don't snapping?
Couldn't a four-finger guy get it done?
No, you have to. Like when I used to snap, my middle finger on my left hand was my guide finger. Like when you snapped it, you put it down the seam of the ball. So, yeah, that's what I would. You have to have all your fingers to snap.
It was a six-finger lid.
I didn't feel like any guest had made it more awkward with Broadus since he tried to give away Eric Kendrick's secrets during our Cowboys player show.
That was awkward.
But I think what you heard is just CY leaning heavily, maybe overcorrecting towards, we believe in our guys. We don't need your finger. Jack Leiter's fine.
All of our
guys are going to hit. You know, I mean, freaking Marcus Simeon's going to be a silver slugger this year, you know?
Yeah.
Jock Peterson, what are you guys talking about, man? He's going to be hitting 300 by the end of the month. I think it's just overdoing the we believe in our guys, you know? And that's the one time where interviewing guys could get tricky, right? Because they're not operating in reality.
Right.
You know, not that giving Jack Leiter a finger is reality, but you're defending your guys. These are the must-lie situations that you talk about in sports. You don't think CY's losing a ton of sleep every night over this damn lineup? Couldn't hit for Jack Squat last year. 11 games in, they just got shut out. They're scoring like 2.8 runs a game. Yes. This is the time where a guy like CY earns his money by stressing out like mad over what's not happening with that lineup right now.
I just love that my guy Broadus is a foxhole guy, willing to do whatever it takes
I'll
to get the team over the top.
For you.
That's good stuff. 903 says I'm actually a nine-finger man if Broadus wants to give me his.
Okay. Sure. Which finger does he need?
Yeah, that's a good question, 903. Which finger are you down?
And how'd you lose it?
Interesting.
I remember there was a kid, his last name was Petty John, I know that, and he had four fingers in high school.
Petty John.
You really couldn't tell just by the naked eye, and then you shake his hand, and you can just, there's a different depth factor.
Was it natural?
Okay. Just born with a four-finger hand.
Did you kind of feel like when you were shaking his hand that you caught him short? You know, when you shook hands with somebody, you catch it short?
Oh, it's so awkward.
And you want to reshake their hand, you're like, oh, wait, what happened to
you? Ever done the handshake redo with somebody? You guys just own it right there and say, hey, let's
all
try that again?
Or do you just
let that awkwardness
That's
sit?
Why that fist bump is always the best.
The fist bump is the move. 903's without his pinky, by the way. So that's all it takes.
You give up the pinky? Right.
Well, thank you, everybody. We got one more hour to go. LA Live coming up next with Lucius Alexander. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Let's see. It's the Toxic Tuesday, man. I got a few toxic clips that happened just yesterday. How about that?